the Village of Dorchester announced last week it has purchased two lots on Cape Road, which will be the future site of a new fire station. Mayor Jerome Baer says the lots cost the village $100,000, and the fundraising efforts are now underway to fund the construction of the new station.
We're looking at a lot of different efforts. I mean, we've put a call out to the MLA with the province because we do service a large local service district and a First Nation community. So we're looking at approaching the MLA and also the Member of Parliament, Dominique LeBlanc, to sort of look at how the federal government and provincial government can assist us with funding as well. But looking at fundraising for sure, and also probably borrowing from the Municipal Capital Borrowing Board.
The new location is just around the corner from the current Dorchester Fire Hall on Church Street. The current hall is aging and no longer meets the current standards, says Baer.
Well, you're looking at probably about 100 years old. It is a much older building. As for dates for that specific building, I think it was somewhere around the 20s and 30s that it sort of got a little bit of an upgrade, but then more upgrades as the years went on. But it is a very aging building, and our fire department needs to be sort of, I guess, brought up to speed with current codes and current requirements for a building of that for emergency services.
Baer says the village has done a footprint assessment of the new site, and the next step is a full environmental assessment. The village will solve two problems with the construction of the new fire station, says Baer.
Currently, we don't have any place to store our municipal equipment, and we've been looking at that for years. It's a very costly venture as well. So the fire hall has been in dire need of an upgrade for probably as long as I've been in town. So it made sense that we could switch that building over to a municipal works building, and that way they can continue working out of that building as well.
Baer says the new fire facility will have capacity for training on site.
It's a great step forward in bringing, I guess, Dorchester Fire and the community itself into sort of the 21st century.